We were talking about Trump earlier in our business news and opportunities or risks for investors. There are clear risks too for illegal immigrants in the US. The president-elect will be inaugurated in just over a month, and he's vowed to start mass deportations as soon as he enters the White House. What will it mean for the thousands of illegal Irish immigrants, the so-called undocumented Irish, many of whom have lived and worked in the United States for decades? Our global security reporter Yvonne Murray reports from New York.
I've been here now since July 2001, so 23 years and a bit.
In a suburb of New York City, I meet Sean. That's not his real name, but he wants to keep his identity hidden.
Any young Irish that come into New York, we always get work because of the people that came before us. You know, you go in to see the Irish bar owners and the construction guys, and they usually always get hooked up somewhere, you know.
Sean has put down roots in America. His children were born here. And the benefits of living here, even without legal status, have been many, he says. But so too have the sacrifices. Never able to travel home for family events.
My mom passed, and you know, you want to be able to go to your mother's funeral, or wake, be there, you know. Carry her with my brothers. But I couldn't, because I wasn't there, I couldn't go, so. So that was very tough. Things like that, which is, you know, not unique to me at all. It's happening to Irish fellas and girls and every day of the week in this country, because we can't go back.
It's hard to get reliable figures on the number of Irish like Sean in the US. Estimates vary from between 10 to 50,000. But it's a population where the re-election of Donald Trump has sparked fear.
Yes, hi, it's Yvonne Moriarty, news here to see John.
The Emerald Isle Immigration Centre in Queens, New York, supported in part by the Irish government, offers free advice to immigrants. Their phone has been ringing since the election.
The day after, like literally, I think that the Wednesday of election day, once it was...
John Stahl is the director of legal services.
That we are getting calls from legal and undocumented immigrants alike, just worried, you know, because of all of the talk about how they're going to get more strict. Everybody's looking to just see where they stand.
And what do you tell them?
I mean, you know, to speak to an attorney or accredited representative who's able to kind of evaluate your case, see where you stand, and let you know, what you're to do. I mean, in many cases, people don't have any options at this point. There aren't any pathways for them to become legal or to get legal. So they more or less are in a holding pattern. They're waiting. And be prepared. I mean, depending on a lot of the families we see are mixed status. You know, they have maybe children that are born here and undocumented parents. So in those cases, you know, they have to make family preparation. In the event that they are arrested and deported, you know, what happens to the children? You know, do the children have Irish passports? Have you secured Irish passports so that they're able to leave with you? Or if they're going to stay behind, do you have guardians here in the U.S. that have been appointed legally to be able to, you know, act on their behalf in your absence?
On day one, I will launch the largest deportation program in America.
Donald Trump made deporting illegal immigrants a cornerstone of his campaign, and it was popular with his voters. Many analysts here doubt that the new administration would have the resources to follow through on his promise. But Fiona McEntee, an immigration lawyer based in Chicago, isn't so sure.
I actually take great issue with this because there's a lot of, like, commentators, right, spectators who don't work in the field, who are opining on this, saying, oh, he's only going to go after the bad guys, or he's only going to do this, you know. And I mean, my response to that is, let's look at the executive orders that were signed last time. Let's talk about, do you think those mass deportations that were held up, those signs had a little asterisk and said, oh, but only the bad ones, you know? When they say they intend on deporting all the undocumented immigrants, that's what they intend to do.
In this atmosphere, she says, it would be naive to think there'd be any sort of amnesty for the Irish or anyone else. But Sean would like to see the Irish government try and negotiate a reciprocal visa arrangement like Australia has.
The Aussies give them for their citizens if they want to go to Australia and see them back and forth, you know. why couldn't they do something like that for Ireland? There's loads of Americans who like to go to Ireland because of the history between the countries. So
the last time a bill went through Congress which would have allocated leftover Australian visas to the Irish, it was defeated by one vote, cast by Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, a top Trump ally. So how does it feel being an illegal immigrant here at the dawn of another Trump presidency?
I'm not worried about it too much. I mean, the general feeling is, yeah, there's going to maybe be something happen, but it won't be too far-reaching. So, and like I was just joking, what's the worst they can do to us? Send us back home?
That's Sean in New York with our global security reporter, Yvonne Murray.